You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Check out this note from, she didn't ask us to change her name, so I'm not going to. Her name is Lisa. And here's what she wrote. When I was growing up, a lot of my friends went through their parents divorcing. There was even a class they gave at our church that specifically helped all the kids who were going through that. Well, I'm 34 and just found out that my parents are now getting a divorce. And it's the weirdest thing. For one thing, nobody had a clue that this was coming. Plus, I can't figure out how you stay together 40 years and then split. Mom is 62, Dad is 65. I can't imagine them going out and dating now. What makes it almost funny is that they're both calling me, trying to recruit me to their side. I'm just wondering, is there a support group for adults whose parents get divorced? Ha ha. Signed, Lisa. You don't hear that. It's not like it's unheard of, but it's not very often that you hear of people that are adults into their 30s and 40s and announce, oh my God, my parents are getting divorced.
Oh, I don't know anything about this. All I know is that it sucks. God, it's weird because it's like everything kind of turns topsy-turvy, especially if you don't know. She said she doesn't know.
No, she said nobody had a clue. Nobody saw it coming.
Man.
I think it would be easier, though, than being a little kid and your parents break up. I mean, now, like if it were happening at my age, I saw my parents break up and divorce, I'd kind of sit back and be like, yeah, I get it.
No, I get it. See,
it's a lot of years.
I feel like it's kind of like you can almost get used to your parents being divorced and you grow up a certain way and they're separate. But now it's like your entire life they've been together, they've been married, and now how do you kind of deal with your parents not being together?
I kind of agree that when you're 10, you adjust and that's the normal for your whole life. Mm-hmm. But to have most of your life knowing your parents and going over to their house, then suddenly you're 35, 45 years old, and you've got to start having two different Christmases and two different Thanksgivings, and you have to adjust to that at that age?
The other thing, too, is at this point in our lives, you know, Jeremy, we're more, you know, kind of friends with our parents than we need them to be actual parental figures.
Right, I don't need to be dropped off at baseball practice by my dad and then picked up by my mom.
Absolutely.
And you don't need to have double the birthday presents and double the Christmas presents either.
But since you're friends with them, you know, then God, how do you go out with your dad and have a beer if he's going to be talking about your mom?
That part would suck because they do, like she said, they would recruit you, be like, oh my God, your mom, and rah, 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 and then how's your dad doing, and rah, 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 rah.
Right, is he seeing anybody?
Especially when you're an adult. I feel like most times, not all the time, because there are exceptions, sadly, but most times I think parents are pretty respectful. If they're getting divorced and their kids, say, are 10, 12, 13 years old, that they try to keep the kids out of as much as possible. They just want to make sure that the kids are happy, so forth and so on. But I think all those rules are gone. When your kid's 36 years old,
you're getting the backstory.
Right.
Yeah, you're getting the mud. Yeah.
You didn't know this, but when you were 10,
your father. Over a margarita, let me tell you about your father.
Right. And aren't you on kind of like the hill down of your life? Shouldn't you just, you've gotten this far, can't you just stay together and work it out?
She says that, you know, how do you stay together 40 years and then split? I've ever heard of people who are married over 50 years and get divorced, and that's the first thing that pops into my head is like, how can you tough it out for that long?
You can't see the finish line.
Which is death. What? That's the finish line.
Here's Linda on the phone. Hey, good morning, Linda.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Do you have experience with this? Did your parents get divorced when you were an adult?
Well, I'm 56 years old, and 2 years ago, after my parents' 57th wedding anniversary, the day after, my mom came here to visit from Arizona and never went home. Oh, and they split up. That was it. She's done.
57 years.
57.
That's a lifetime.
Did she find somebody else?
No. She just was done with him.
She found Linda.
Sick of him.
I guess, you know, everybody's got a breaking point, right? Everybody has a certain tolerance level. And for your mom, it was 57 years.
57 years. She was been with him since she was 15 years old, never been with another man.
Wow. So did she start dating again or anything? Or
no, she's been here for 2 years and we do stuff together, her and I, and my mom and dad talk almost every day, and they get along better now than they ever have, but both of them are happy being apart. And
did they legally get a divorce?
No, they did not. Neither one of them are at a point where they want anything further with anybody else, so they don't see any need for getting a divorce. He's 80 years old almost, you know?
You know, yeah. And the interesting thing about it, they talk about couples that that at some point move into separate rooms. I know of people who, there was a friend of mine whose grandparents were married something like 65 years or something like that. And all 65 years, she lived upstairs and he lived in the basement.
Oh, wow.
They really had nothing to do with each other. And they lived that way for 65 years.
Like Woody and Mia.
It worked, I guess.
God, that would be horrible.
Or it might have been great.
It might have been the greatest thing.
I might want to try this for a month or so just to see.
Before I let you go, is it weird for you to talk to your dad knowing that your mom is camped out with you?
It was for about the first year because he would get on the phone and be nice for a minute and then start in about, your mother this, your mother, because like, okay, Dad, never mind.
She's
I gotta
right
go.
Here.
So, and she likes it this way because if he says something she doesn't like, she's like, okay, gotta go. Thanks, yeah. You know?
I like the way you cackle over this.
Out of it.
Have a fun day. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Here comes Rachel. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
So you've been down this path before too, eh?
Yeah, actually going through it right now. About 6 months ago, we planned a big family dinner to tell everyone that we were expecting, that we were pregnant. And before we got to that, my in-laws announced that they were getting a divorce.
Whoa! Bad timing.
Buzzkill.
No, wait a minute. In their defense, they didn't know what announcement you were about to make, right?
Right, right.
Did you go ahead and make the announcement?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's a circle of life, huh?
Yeah.
You're like, on a lighter note, we're pregnant.
How long were they married for?
35 years.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
How did that come up during dinner? Did he do like the tap on the wine glass? Ding, ding, ding. I have something to say.
Yeah, what?
How did that
we
come
were
up?
Just talking about big life changes happening, and then they just cut in, and we're like, and we're separated, and we'll be getting a divorce. And I was like,
crickets.
Wow. It's
talk
not
about needing wine and not.
Yeah,
drinking.
I was just gonna say.
Yeah, you can't drink.
You know, it's not funny, Rachel, but yet it is funny, isn't it?
Oh yes, yeah. We only can laugh about this.
Congratulations on your soon-to-be little bundle of joy, though.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for listening. And what else can you say?
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.